Congress needs to pass a budget by April 28th. Of course, that's this Friday. If they do, then what happens? The Defense Department would have a lot of money it'll need to spend in only 5 months. Federal News Radio's Scott Massioni joins me with whether it's even possible to spend all those billions in such a short amount of time. And Scott, what are people telling you? Is it possible?
Yeah, well, what I'm hearing is that it is possible. And I think there's been a lot of panic after the whole year-long CR debate and the debate about how much money should go into the budget, what should happen if we're going to get a budget at all that kind of stuff. But what I hear is that DOD has been planning for this. They've expected this bump in money that they've been told they were going to get. And what would be more detrimental to them would be actually having that year-long CR, in which case they have started spending money that they didn't have.
Yeah, so they could find themselves in some sort of an overhang or an anti-deficiency situation.
Right. I mean, they would have to stop training in the Army. They would have to stop flying hours in the Air Force. And, you know, there's a whole slew of other problems, deferred maintenance on facilities. It's a mess at that point, because they plan to have about $50 billion more in 2017 than they did in 2016.
So we're looking for probably at this point an omnibus spending bill that would include DOD, and your sources are saying it will have that $50 billion more than it would have under the CR?
So the 2016 defense budget had about $525 billion in it, give or take a couple billion dollars. The 2017 budget has about $575 billion in it. At least that's what the House Appropriations Bill has passed. They still need the Senate to pass that. So that money, the Defense Department had already been prepared and ready to spend on that. And they're not too worried about spending that extra $50 billion in a rush, which a lot of people were kind of worried about. They said, you know, how are they ethically going to spend this $50 billion? But you have to think, they were thinking that since the beginning of the year. This isn't something that they're you know, just getting sprung on right now.
So they have plans, and what would the extra money primarily go for?
Well, it would go to a lot of things, and that is extra procurement, extra helicopters, more aircraft. It would go to the maintenance and readiness of the force, and it would also go to building the active duty force of the Army and also the Marines. President Trump wants a bigger military, and so do a lot of people in Congress, and this would definitely be part of that.
So it would be spread across the board. All of the armed services would get a chunk of that extra $50 billion or so?
Yeah, pretty much. And you know, a lot of it goes into certain parts. There's the Army's definitely going to get a big chunk, but the Army's also the biggest service that there is. There's nearly a million people currently in the Army, if you include the Guard and Reserve and active duty. So they're also going to be adding, up to 20,000 active duty troops. So they need a lot of money to train those guys, to find them, to recruit them, and to get them all settled in.
So they would have a really fast running recruitment drive that would launch right away. It's so something they have to have a plan to do. They just take the plan off the shelf and go for it.
Right. And that's one of the things that I think experts have been saying could actually be a problem for DOD. I talked with Todd Harrison. He's a senior fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. What he told me was that this is one of the things that DOD actually does have to worry about if they do get the budget passed, and that's the recruitment process. They need to amp up the recruiting, and they've already started amping up the recruiting at this point because they need those extra soldiers. And, you know, the Guard and Reserve are going to get the first shot going up to active duty. But if for some reason the budget doesn't pass, then they're in big trouble because they started recruiting all these guys, and now they have to say, sorry, we don't have a place for you anymore. There's also another factor, and that is if they recruit too fast within this 5 month period, they're not going to know where to put these people because they don't have slots for them. They have to train them. They need to put them in their MOS, which is their occupational service within the active duty force. And finding those spots and opening them up takes time. So this 5 months may put a crunch on that.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio Scott Massioni. And the other question is, if they somehow hire these people, men and women, and they get to their slots, is the Army budgeting for the future out years of the cost of keeping those people and eventually retiring them, if that's the case, and taking care of their health care? Because people come with a lot of cost tail that goes on for years and years.
And that's something that has grown over the years, like you said. And I think having these CRs over the past 9 years really has created a detrimental effect for the military. We've had Vice Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Paul Selva, said exactly that, that it's just an effect that keeps going and going. And also Chief of Staff for the Army, General Milley, he also said it's like smoking a cigarette. One doesn't hurt, but 9 CRs in a row or 20 years of smoking, that really starts to hurt your lungs.
And so what are the handicapping people saying about this defense budget actually getting passed within the next couple of days?
Right. So like I said, I spoke with Todd Harrison at CSIS, and he had a few ideas on what we might actually see.
I imagine it's going to be some combination of continuing resolutions for certain parts of government, but most likely a regular appropriations bill for defense, but it'll all be rolled into one bill. So I suppose we'll call this a cromnibus, where it's all going to be mixed in together. And I think the most likely odds are that, you know, defense ends up getting a regular appropriations bill. It will be pretty close to what the House already passed for their defense appropriations bill, with maybe a little extra added in the OCO accounts, the war funding accounts, since that's not capped, but probably nowhere near the $30 billion plus up that the Trump administration had requested for this year.
So that's Todd Harrison handicapping that whole election, that whole budgetary process. My question is, we know that the Trump administration launched 59 Tomahawk missiles. They're only about a million apiece when they fired them over there in Syria. And they dropped a big Moab bomb in Afghanistan. So there seems to be some leanings toward a greater need for a greater OCO. Is any of that coming into congressional planning at this late date, do you know?
I think that OCO is going to be one of the areas that they're going to use to surpass the budget cap. So you have to remember the budget caps are still in place from 2015, the Paul Ryan, Patty Murray deal. And so, yes, they probably will be using it for operations, but they'll probably also be using it for a lot of base budget things as well. And if you remember the defense supplemental, which is pretty much dead on arrival that Trump put in for 2017, that $30 billion that Todd Harrison was referring to, that also had operations for fights against ISIS and also building up the military in Europe against Russia.
Should be an interesting week. Federal News Radio, Scott Massioni, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Check out his DOD coverage at federalnewsradio.com. And at the top of the next hour, Meredith Summers weighs in on the civilian budget outlook.